Think back when you were growing up. How many times did mom or dad say to you, are you listening to me? Same question today when it comes to your spouse. Now, you might sincerely, honestly believe that you are listening, but in fact, you're only hearing. Failure to understand the difference can explain a lot about what's happening or not happening regarding your work, relationship, other parts of your life. My next guest is a recognized expert on listening, who holds a master's degree in psychology, is the founder of The Listening Path and the author of the book, What Is It Costing You Not to Listen? The Power of Understanding to Connect, Influence, Solve, and Sell, Christine Miles. Thanks for being here today, Christine.
Thank you for having me, and what a great process. I appreciate that. You said a lot there.
And to learn more about Christine's work and to get a copy of her book, thelisteningpath.com, we have that link, of course, at our homepage. Now, before we get into correct listening and weak listening, when listening is not, doesn't receive a proper commitment, focus, and attention, what are we, as I referenced in the introduction, what are we fouling up in our lives, our potentials?
Well, I think we're fouling up a lot. It's just, it's an invisible cost. So I call it death by a thousand cuts. We don't realize how much it's adding up and how much we're bleeding out, whether it's in our relationships with our kids, in our ability to learn as kids and adults, in our businesses. So it's a hidden problem in plain sight. Because people know listening is important. You mentioned this in the intro. 96% of people believe that they're good listeners. That's certainly not my experience. I don't know about you. And I think most people agree it's important, but most people also agree that not that many people are good at it.
Well, I know certainly in my business, you hear when in a conversation interview segment such as this, I think the vast majority of the time, more so today than in even the recent past, it's the host you hear the most. They're not listening to the guest who they brought on as a supposed expert. So we're in that case, there's a purpose of learning and education information that's being silenced because you have one person that wants to be the know-it-all or think they know it all.
I agree with you. And, you know, so I've done a lot of radio interviews and various interviews and podcasts, and I'm certainly not a person in the media, but I've spent some time in the media, and even the media training is to say, you know, you get a question, make sure you still state your point of view. Well, while there's merit in that, it's sometimes, you know, we're missing the point because, you know, we want to understand the question, not just talk about what we need to talk about. So it's everywhere. It's just, and I just want to say it's really nobody's fault because we're told, as you said, and not taught how, and there hasn't been a way to teach the masses this highly complicated skill, in part because it has been too complicated, because it hasn't been figured out how to get it into classrooms in a consistent way, and because we're relying on either hearing or performative behaviors like acting like we're listening versus actually learning how to do it. Like it's a skill in a way that we can understand.
Is it too simple to summarize it by saying too many of us hear, we don't listen?
No, I think that's exactly right. I think that's beautifully said. And it's a lot like walking. And so we learn to walk the same way we learn to listen. You have the two legs, you learn to walk. Most of us, you know, if we don't have a disability, and the same with listening. And we equate them to be the same thing, except that it's not an automatic, because hearing is the automatic. Listening is the skill that needs to be developed. I often tell a story. I was in college, and I was a pretty good athlete in college and beyond, but I wasn't very fast. I was a field hockey player. That was my sport of choice. I had amazing stick work, and I grew up on the East Coast, not far from you, Chris. And I had to learn how to run, but I didn't know I needed to learn that skill until I went out and ran sprints with someone who was in track, and she said, 1, 2, 3, go, and she was at the end point, and I was just starting, and she turned around and said, you don't know how to run. I said, what do you mean? I've been doing this my whole life. She said, you have no idea the proper techniques, how to really get a good start, how to take a quicker step. And in one evening, she changed how I ran in a way that took my athletic career to, honestly, another level, because I implemented the techniques and skills that she taught me that no one ever showed me how to do. And I think that's where most of us are. There's only 2% of people worldwide have listening training.
There was a disc, I'm a fanatic for radio history. There was a disc jockey way back in the 60s, both in New York and Los Angeles. His name is B. Mitchell Reed. He's one of those old school, fast talking, Teflon tongue disc jockeys. And when someone would say, man, you talk too fast, his response always was, no, you listen too slow. Where does the brain play a role in how we listen and how well we listen?
Yeah. So we do. We process things very differently. Some of us are slower processors, faster processors. I'll simplify this to kind of the subconscious brain. And this is from study of neuroscience, not from being a researcher myself. But the neuroscientists, we know that so much goes on in our subconscious brain. If we went into psychology, we'd go into the unconscious. That's even a deeper place. We're not going there. Just the subconscious is our emotional brain. And this is where we're both talking and listening. And what's hidden in those murky waters in that emotional brain is our thoughts, our feelings, our impulses, our own stories. And so that subconscious brain is in charge of both the speaker and the listener. And it's taking us away from, you know, the real messages that are being sent and heard into our own stories that reside inside our head, like a mischievous child distracting you all the time. And so that emotional brain's in charge, which is why we need tools, not just behaviors, to try to do this well. We need the actual tools to navigate this. Otherwise, the brain's going to continue to just rule us.
Dr. Christine Miles, founder of The Listening Path, author of the book, What Is It Costing You Not to Listen? The Power of Understanding to Connect, Influence, Solve, and Sell. TheListeningPath.com, the website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And with your book, because when you try to tell someone, well, you're not coming, you're falling short with what your potential is, or here's where people are falling short, but they don't see themselves in that falling short part.
Yeah.
How do you help someone understand in what is it costing you not to listen that, yeah, I'm talking about you?
Yeah, I think, like I said, it's really hard to solve a problem you don't know you have. And I think we connect good intention with the results, and they're not the same thing. So I believe not all, but most people are well-intended. I believe most people want to understand their spouse, their child. You know, they're certainly their customers in business. We have that motivation. It's just intent doesn't, we don't rise to our level of intention. We fall to our level of training. So that's where we have to flip it. And what I often ask people to do is ask themselves, when was the last time you felt like somebody wasn't listening to you? And that's pretty easy to tap into, I think. We feel it when someone's not listening. But then I ask, now I want you to think about the last time you were the one who wasn't listening. And that sometimes is a harder question to answer, but that's the question we need to answer ourselves. Because when we start to fix that, you actually, through listening, can learn how to navigate other people listening better to you. That's a more advanced skill, but it's possible. But that's what we need to fix. It's an unselfish act that can result in a lot better relationships, outcomes, and so forth. We just need to take that step to evaluate ourselves first.
We're talking about listening on a personal level, but certainly equally, maybe if not more so important on the professional level, because Isn't it true that if you don't have the proper listening skills, not only do you not understand what's being said fully, you miss out on what might be important, which is not being said. And I'm thinking in sales, for example, you could have a potential client who just opened the door for you, but if you're not listening right, you've missed that open door and probably missed out on a sale.
Yeah, and what are salespeople supposed to go out and do? They're supposed to go out and understand the problems, pains, and needs of their customers. And this is the advice that's often given, because most sales training, if there's 30 minutes on listening, that's a win. It's usually just go do it, not this is how to do it. You have two ears, one mouth, use them in proportion. Again, great intention, really hard to institute. So that's where, you miss, because people want to feel heard, seen, and understood. That gets you further down the sales process than anything, because that's what, there's lots of stats on that's what the first thing the customer wants. It's just a salesperson that'll listen. They're more likely to buy from somebody who listens and understands, not listening just to be silent, but listening in a way that they not only understand but can communicate what they understand. That wins hearts and minds, both in relationships and in business.
Among the many things I like about your book, What Is It Costing You Not to Listen? you just don't have a narrative. You have a participation element with tests and self-examinations for people to realize, yeah, I am coming up short. And okay, now I also have in front of me the way to fill that void and become a more effective listener, which I think is a difference where your book makes versus others.
Well, I appreciate that. I was a willed athlete. I used to say, like, I wasn't the most naturally talented. Actually, listening has helped me overachieve in most areas that I've been successful, because it's been my ability to navigate tricky situations and understand things that again are beyond my natural scope. So I believe that this is all about, like, I taught myself how to be a softball pitcher. I was a softball pitcher in college, and it's all technical stuff. Once you have the keys to the kingdom, you can self-correct and know what to do. Then people, I've had people reach out to me on LinkedIn or an email saying, I just used one of the tools you gave me, and it's changed my life. Just with, the last third of the book is the solution, the listening path, and that gives you the tools to navigate the path to guide the speaker to understanding. So that's what it's all about. One conversation at a time, changing relationships, changing outcomes, and hopefully changing lives. And my mission is not only to help adults, but also to finally get listening education in classrooms. So we're on the path to doing that, starting in elementary school.
And you can learn more about that at thelisteningpath.com for the school programs, the business programs. Christine does speaking to top companies. And with her book, What Is It Costing You Not to Listen? You might be making the, now you probably understand better, false assumption that listening, hearing is automatic, and what I've gotten, that skill, that's all I'm going to get. And Christine will show you the way to sharpen that skill, grow that skill, magnify that skill to a greater life personally as well as professionally. Book again is What Is It Costing You Not to Listen? And to find out more about the listening path, listeningpath.com. Christine Miles, thank you so much for helping us listen to ourselves as far as listening is concerned and understand the importance and value of it and how to improve on it. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much.